Skagway resident Jan Rentmore chairs the municipality's Marine Highway Ad Hoc Committee. She says that Governor Mike Dunleavy's proposed budget cuts could leave Skagway without ferry service. Under the governor's plan, ferry service would end on October 1st. Rentmore says this got her asking about the alternatives available to Skagway if the Alaska Marine Highway System, or AMHS, shuts down.
So there was a lot of talk locally and also, I believe, in Haines about what would it mean to form our own ferry authority.
So Skagway's Marine Highway Ad Hoc Committee reached out to the McDowell Group, a research firm with experience consulting for AMHS. Rentmore says the idea was to create a report explaining what it would take to create a locally governed ferry authority.
If we had to make a decision about trying to save the Marine Highway in Lynn Canal, then we would have a tool. We would have a document that kind of laid out for us what the various steps would be.
In its proposal for the study, the firm says it will consider local governance models that could serve a Skagway-centered ferry service. The proposal points to the Inter-Island Ferry Authority, or IFA, as an example. The public nonprofit corporation provides ferry service between Prince of Wales Island and Ketchikan. It isn't a perfect example. IFA does receive funding from the state, and it relies on AMHS for some of its customer base. But it is a model for local governance. It has a board of directors with representatives from six communities that it serves. Rentmore says she imagines if an independent ferry authority were established for the Upper Lynn Canal, Haines and Skagway would be partners.
I can't imagine any way that it could work if Haines and Skagway weren't in some way partnering on this project. But right now it's just kind of an open general, the report will be an open general discussion of the legislative process to get there.
The McDowell study would also examine potential funding sources, costs, public-private partnerships, and staffing options. The firm is asking for $33,000 to carry out the research. It requires about 90 days to conduct the analysis and prepare a report. The municipality has not indicated one way or another whether it would consider developing a local ferry authority. The Skagway Borough Assembly will discuss whether or not to fund the study at its meeting Thursday evening. In Haines, I'm Henry Leisha.